Yeah, dear friends, the third movement of this sonata number 3 in B major by Mozart, Köchelverzeichnis 281, is also fascinating to me, with a lot of different main characters. Also here, of course, there are some clear main themes, like in the beginning. And so on, with developments. Immediately coming here already. Immediately with variations also. The first variation already here coming. Or the variation of the variation in the piano form, as we heard. But I want to look together with you, to listen to characters that are not perhaps so easily audible, to understand more and more the red thread going through the work, through those masterpieces, nearly always, and also here. For me, for example, there is a motif quite interesting. We are taking up again the triolen from the first movement, also somehow a variation of another movement. Let's listen again. It's triolen, and in the left hand, a little bit familiar from the first movement, last part at least here in the left hand. This is worked on, or this is played with. Not long after that, the origin was, and so on here, in other kind of variation, and going on. And the triols, when they are going up as a chord, in the origin, now going more melodically, and so on. Yeah, very vivid. No, this is for me. Let's call this for today motif number 1 of the more of the less prominent themes. Where's an interesting aspect of motif number 2, very nearby. That's sounding like this. Mounting arpeggio somehow. We have those mounting arpeggios too often for thinking that this is a pure casuality. For example, already what is following immediately here, an inversion. And this is coming very often throughout this movement. Some bars later, we have a first big variation of that. With one tone more at the top, up there. This new variation now, more precisely. Okay, and at the end of that, now in triolen, in rhythmical variety form, legato if one wants. Here it's written legato. Again with one tone more. Again five tones. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. As one wants, as one believes that it should be played. I think one shouldn't, besides said, take too literally every notation in articulation. Now, going on, Mozart, with that, with this, these arpeggios. Here we have already. The origin was first variation, a great variation, another variation, and now staccato. It sounds as a whole. We have here, besides, not a sonata form, but a rondo form, so repetitions of parts. And so on. Three times, with both hands together, a big arpeggio. But in piano, staccato. The more sad part, the darker part in mood of the movement. And in the reprise, like introduction to a form of cadenza, like in a piano concerto, we have again still this main character number two. Now not five, but six tones of the arpeggio. And in dialogue between both hands. And going on differently now. Yeah. Fantastic. What he's doing out of one idea musically. Motive number three. I have always different colors to find it quickly when I'm talking like that now and playing and trying to show a nice part to get in, to get to know consciously, more consciously. Motive number three is here. For those who follow the score, technically, bar 33. Where does this go to? It's repeated, but already developed three bars later. And now going on differently. Let's listen again to the origin, the beginning before like that. Again coming, now with the left hand, and intense. And changing. Yeah. The same. But different, the same, but more of the same. As one tries to verbalize it, to wordalize it. And a different passage again. Here, nearly at the end already, a form of coda. form of reprise. And now more intensively. And so on. So this time, three times one idea in always more intense form. Yeah, dear listeners, also here I hope it's you understand how I mean this exercise we do together at this moment with this movement to listen, to learn and to practice, to listen more and more to the genial form of improvisation of a genius like Mozart and the others. The same but different. It's no doubt where are the most important, the most central themes. The beginning of this movement, of course. This is the main theme, no? The first main theme. Already going on with the variation form. At least closing. And now varying more. Now again, varying in a different manner. Of course, the second main theme. One could say, also if it's not in the dominant key, but a very important theme. But those we can recognize again. But the little motives, the amount of little characters, not so important, but still important characters, these we perhaps likely don't recognize, and then one cannot follow very well to a work, to a story of perhaps 7-8 minutes that lasts such a movement, played with love, not too quickly and all that. For example, this theme here, of course, is everybody will recognize it again, who loves classical music at least. And so on. Those main themes, I hope you understand that I don't focus here together with you. There are more of those still. For example, here, the minor part. And so on. Now, back to our important but not totally main themes. I have a fourth motive for you, where it could happen to you also, like to me, it happens always, like I experience it. Where do I know this from? Here is such a moment. Varied immediately. And now it's going on differently. Now this. Dissonance and consonance, or Vorhalt, as it was called, as far as I know, in that time. If you look exactly, we have it before already. Perhaps I play a little bit out of that. It begins perhaps here. This is a result of that. Four times the same but different. And now the fifth time, quite different. Repeated, varied again. Here. And again. Now it's going on differently. let's call this the Vorhalt character. And here also, of course, all this Vorhalt character, or character number 3 if you want, number 4. And how is it going on differently? Now listen. It's very similar to at least this. Long and resolved. Dissonant, Vorhalt, and Auflösung, as it is called, dissolution in German. Here also, long and then dissolved. And it's going after this immediately like this on. Therefore, I think, because of that, or that, we have also, and this also, always in reality, the same idea, but different, like jazz, for example. Yes, the art of improvisation and of so intense improvisation in a special form like here, the rondo dance form, that it can be a sonata. Motive number 5. I also asked myself, what is that here at the end nearly? It's 4 or 5 times the same idea, but of course varied more intensely, again, again, and so on. Where is this out familiar to us? And when one listens and searches cautiously, one perhaps discovers this here, where we have been right before. Same as exactly the same, and of course different, but the same idea. Yeah, I always tend to try to express it in words, the genius of Mozart, but I shouldn't do it. Everybody who listens and feels with his music knows that himself. We have another kind, wonderful kind of being a genius here. Listen to this. I want to focus with you this here especially. The origin is, if one is searching for it, immediately before. Here it is. And now, first variation. Next. But it wouldn't be Mozart if he wouldn't play more again, still with that. For example, here, when it's coming back, the whole thing, for those who read score, who want to read the score, besides that, I must admit, sometimes I appreciate more only listening, so one can feel more. And eyes and view doesn't distract. So, yeah, excuse me, for the score readers in bar 86, I began now. Isn't that wonderful? This new version of appendix, somehow, of the beginning. And he writes extra pianissimo, very, very careful to play that. And now, forte. Wonderful. Excuse me. Wonderful. And a little bit later, the same, but so different again. It's the same. Brum, brum. But now, not anymore as an appendix. And not anymore, and not as an upbeat, as an introduction for something new. Sorry. But, yes, as an introduction, but without upbeat. Perhaps being an upbeat, yeah. Yes, and again he plays at the end with that. In the last bars of the movement. The total finale. Yeah, two passages more where one can ask oneself, what is that? What, from where is this coming? For instance, here at the end, what is that? Why does he compose that? Always interesting for me to ask, why is something as it is? In bar 34-5, this is played, this is heard the first time. Four times the same, no? 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. And very, very similar to... Now listen to this here. Of the first very main theme. No? I think this is also the same but different. And now let's go to perhaps the last phenomenon I was being conscious. We have a special passage. We have heard it already before. We said this is, we called it character number two. The inversion, we said. No? But this inversion, I call it now character number eight. Of those, we get to know a little bit more. It's varied here. And listen very carefully. Right again. So implicit variations there and there, and of course we have this also sometimes. At the end again, wonderful. Here. She does something new. so on. Yes, thank you very much for listening. Enjoy this movement, please, too.